not the opinions of Paul that they were preaching. It was the Word of God. And notice how to distinguish it. He said, it's not the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God. Now, you might think, are they egotistical to think they're the only ones that have the Word of God? Well, they thought they had something that the idol worshipers didn't have. They had the Word of God. And they had something that the Pharisees and the Sadducees didn't have. They had the Word of God. And they believed it and believed they had obeyed it. And it was a truth that could be understood. And a truth that could be understood was able to save their soul. Jesus said in John 8, verse 32, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. There is a truth, an absolute truth. I remind ourselves of what we used to think about our idea of truth. When I went to school, 2 plus 2 was 4. And it didn't matter if I thought it was 5 wasn't the right answer. And they always marked you off. But you see, we transitioned from that over to ethics. And homosexuality may be wrong for you, but don't try to bind your opinion about the truth on somebody else. You may think it's wrong to have an abortion, but don't condemn anybody else that chooses to have it. But you know what? They thought there was a truth on that subject. And I had to believe that truth and obey that truth in order to have my sins washed away. And they thought that truth was in the Word of God that Jesus had revealed to them. And they weren't trying to be egotistical. It wasn't that they thought they were smarter than everybody else. They just thought that what this book contained was the Word of God. And they believed it and tried their best to obey it. Now when it comes down in the next verses, look how he talks about the difference in them and the Jews. For you, brethren, became followers of the churches of God, which were in Judea, who are in Christ Jesus. For you also have suffered like things of your own countrymen, even as they have of the Jews, who both killed the Lord Jesus Christ and their own prophets, and have persecuted us. And they please not God, and are contrary to all men, forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles that they may be saved, to fill up their sins always, for the wrath of God is come on them to the uttermost. Now look what we have. They had this idolatry that was over here that these people had turned their backs on to become Christians. You had these Jews over here that persecuted the church. Stephen and others had murdered the Lord Jesus Christ, and those groups could all be distinguished from each other. Who are we? We are the kingdom of God. We're not pagan idols. We're not the Jews. They thought they were citizens in the kingdom of God, and it could be distinguished from both the Gentiles, and also it could be distinguished from the Jews. Now as we go on, look what we have when we come to chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. The question had come up to these newly established Christians. We're waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus. When you were here and preached to us, you said Jesus was going to come again. And enough time had passed by that some people had died. And they were asking, did they miss it because they died before Jesus came? And so in chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, he says, that you may walk honestly toward them that are without. Did you hear that phrase? Toward them
that are without, and that you may have lack of nothing. For I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which fall asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others who have no hope. Now look at the we and the us that is there. We are in the body of Christ. There's somebody out here that is not inside. They are without. They could distinguish us, the kingdom of God, the disciples of Jesus Christ, the church that Jesus came to build. We are the inside group. They are without. We have hope. They have no hope. What do they think about themselves? They thought they were the saved people. And those that were outside were unsaved. While they were over here in the same boat we were before we turned unto Christ from idols to serve the living and true God. There were some over here that were serving in the Pharisees and the Sadducees. But they left those parties and came to be part of the kingdom of God. And they said, those people are without. They have no hope. We are within, and we have hope. Isn't that what they're saying about themselves in that text? And as we come on down in this text, look at the things that he has to say in chapter 5, verses 4 and 5. Now, I'm going to back up and read some of these in a little more context so we get it. I'm going to begin at verse 1.